What's going on, guys? Zach Daddy here, along with my co-host Kratos.
What's going on, guys?
And welcome back to the All Caps Rage Podcast, Episode 7.
Woo!
We're moving along, man. Episode 7.
This crazy.
Week's, oh, yeah. It's flying by. This week's topics, it's going to be GameStop. We'll explain more. We'll explain more. We have some quick updates for Vin Diesel popping up on the news again, along with Ouya. And hopefully this is the last week that we talk about these, because I'm getting kind of tired of talking about these two. These are the main ones that keep popping up on me.
Vin Diesel, I don't mind, but Ouya, I'm all fucking done with. I was done with the day we started talking about it. I was done with the day I heard about it. I'm like, that's a dumb idea. Don't do it. And they did it anyway.
Yeah. I'm starting to see some issues with it myself. And then Microsoft is all over the place this week. And we've got some stories we're all going to just pile them into one, because there's three different ones or stories that popped up on us this week. So we'll eventually take our time with that. But that's going to be all condensed down to one. That's probably going to be our huge topic tonight.
Yeah, there's a lot to talk about with that.
Yeah. And, well, I got to give it to Microsoft, because if it wasn't for them, then we wouldn't have anything to talk about.
I know.
All these damn console wars, and Microsoft just can't stay out of the news. And then, of course, we do have some site news. But first, how are you doing tonight, man?
I'm doing good. Got some new comic books today off of you and, I should say Tipster's reference, and then you corroborated it by reading.
Which one is that?
Happy.
Nice! Happy. Have you started it yet?
No. I'm going to start it tonight at work.
Dude, it is so good. So good. I yesterday, you know, we had the little barbecue thing going on. It was like, I think I'm going to read Happy.
Well, actually, this is a happy moment.
I read the first issue before I had to run out to the store and grab a few things. And yeah. I was like, oh my God, this is great. There's so much going on. It's like the perfect dark and gritty and humorous comic.
Sounds good to me.
It's one of those, and I was like, oh my God. So I actually ended up sitting down and reading the rest of the series. And it's only the four part. And it is really good, man. I think you're going to enjoy that one.
I think so too. You guys both gave it sterling. And my brother too. My brother said he's read it. He said it was really good.
Yeah. I'm definitely going to be looking. I think it was Robertson and Morrison who did it. I think that sounds right. I don't have it anywhere around me, but
I could tell you. It's on my tablet.
Yeah, that one is definitely a must-read series. And I know this isn't comic talk, so we won't hop into it too much. But for anybody listening right now, if you're into comics, sure, go pick up Happy.
I'm a comic book geek, and that's pretty much what I do all day, so you know comics are going to come up.
Yeah. Oh, man. Speaking of comics, dude, I picked up Hit Girl, which is the prelude to Kick-Ass 2.
Yeah, it's Morrison and Robertson.
There you go. See, I actually had it right. What do you know?
What were you saying?
I picked up Kick-Ass. No, I'm sorry. I picked up Hit Girl 2, which is the prelude to Kick-Ass 2. I picked it up in a trade this week, and I'm in the first three books, and it's good. It's just like the Kick-Ass series.
Yes. I'll have to check it out. Yeah. I was looking at it the other day on my tablet, and I was going to get it. I want to read Kick-Ass 2. I haven't read it yet.
You know, You know the Kick-Ass 3 came out, right?
Yeah, it started. I saw that.
It started. And now I'm behind. I've got so much to catch up on.
So do I. I still haven't read the new Cable and X-Force.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Dude, I've been behind, man.
And you know what? I know this is crazy, and again, I'm going to say it's not comic talk, but speaking of this, it just reminded me that I have not been able to fucking buy a physical copy of RoboCop. Yeah. I have 5 stores in my city. 5 comic shops.
I have one.
All of them are sold out.
Must be a good issue.
It must be. So, real quick, before I forget once again,
I got it digitally.
So purchased. Purchased. Downloading now. So that is, I'm going to read that, because we need to talk about that on Comic Talk.
Yes.
But, let's
move on. Even though we already did.
Well, we're going to talk about it again, because we're actually all going to sit down and read it.
Yeah.
And we're going to discuss it.
I know Tipster already read it.
Yeah, he was poking at me yesterday. He was like, oh yeah, I'm downloading it right now. And then like 30 minutes later, I get another message. I read it. It's really good. No! Jerk!
Such a jackass.
So yeah, it's downloading right now as we speak. It's already got a 4-star rating.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that one, and I can't wait to pick up that series. And
can't really go wrong with Miller.
No, you cannot. And real quick, before we move on, last week we put our shins at risk.
Yeah.
Well, sir,
you threw out the challenge.
My shins are yours.
Okay.
It was a good movie. Dread was it was good. I enjoyed it.
Oh, you watched Dread? I didn't know what you were talking about at first.
He's like, yeah, I'm just gonna play along with this because yes. I'm drawing a blank. What did we talk about? It's been a week. My brain doesn't go that far back. Yeah, I picked it up, and it really, really is a good movie.
I told you, it's a good shoot 'em up.
The effects were fucking amazing.
I know. The only thing that got irritating by the end of the movie was how much of the slow mo stuff they did.
It was cool.
Yeah, it was amazing for the first couple of times, and then you were just like, okay, can we get on with this?
Yeah, that seemed to drag out the movie more than it needed to be.
Yeah.
I know towards the end, and spoiler alert, when Mama was thrown off after she had, you know, taken a hit of slow-mo,
yeah,
I was just like, again?
Yeah.
Really?
Then her death just dragged on, like,
yeah. It was such
it seemed
a
like
slow
it went on
death.
For like 15 minutes. I was like, seriously?
Like,
just have her drop already?
and the end part, man, it was like, you know, when she's falling and they show her, like, she's starting to, like, the swan dive, and then they,
yeah.
Like, I was like, oh man, they're gonna, right when her face hits the ground. They're going to speed it up and just, you know, you're going to watch this body just...
Yeah.
No, they did this, like, undershot, and you see this face, and then blood, and then that's it. And I was like, aw.
Yeah.
You wasted so much money on the slow-mo part.
They probably didn't have enough to do the other part.
Probably. Oh, well. Yeah. It was a good movie. So, yeah.
So I'll kick your shins next time I see you.
Yep. Yep. They are yours. And, oh, son of a... Really?
What?
Oh, no. I gotta sign into my account real quick, because I can't pull up the comment. the words of wisdom.
Yeah.
All right. Let's pull this one. And...
So, Sir Beehoff is back at it again.
He is. He is. And, the word of the day is swashbuckle. For
swashbuckle?
Swashbuckle.
Swashbuckle.
Yes. That sounds like a piratey term. But, moving on into the comment, always remember, if you eat enough mouth-watering, bacon-wrapped chicken strippers, you'll eventually end up on the throne of crapulence. Food for thought. Mr. Jack O. Meoff. And
okay.
he shed a little light on the O for Oliver. I don't know how I didn't catch this. I don't know how we didn't catch this, man. But it's pretty clever. This week he did his little pronunciation of Oliver and spelt it out how you would say all over. Oh God, this guy.
I want to know who this person is.
he never fails.
Yeah,
and he has been consistent. He's been consistent, writing in every week for the last 4 weeks, using the same name. Obviously, you know he wants us to know who he is. And the same email address. It's still the exact same. It's great. Maybe I should email this and find out. See if it comes back as real.
That would be awesome.
That would be some shit. I would lose it. All right. Well, do we want to move into the evil GameStop?
Yes.
All right. So
GameStop tactics at it again.
Yeah. I don't know what to make of this one. According to sources online, GameStop, being the evil that they are, they recently restocked their shelves with a rare and hard to find game for the Wii. Don't really care about the Wii, so this really doesn't affect me and my wallet, but they are charging $90 for a used copy of Xenoblade Chronicles, which is an RPG game. And according to most, it's one of the best that they've ever played. But I really don't... Yeah, $90 for a used game, and all of a sudden, like... Stores all across the nation have a shit ton of these in stock. I just don't... Like, people are saying, oh, well, you know, it's a scam, there's no way, blah, 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 blah. I don't know if it's necessarily a scam. Other sources are saying that the publisher wanted to put out more and to push it out to the public faster... they didn't shrink wrap it, so GameStop is selling the games used.
Something sounds fishy there.
Why would a publisher do that?
Yeah.
A publisher wouldn't do that. Would not do that. I'm sorry, a publisher, they're gonna... Excuse me. A publisher is not going to give GameStop X amount of titles to sell used, because then that publisher is no longer making any money off of that title.
Yeah.
They are not going to do that. That's bullshit, and I call bullshit on any GameStop employee who is saying that shit. Because that's actually where this was sorted, or cited from, was GameStop employees are saying this. That's bullshit.
Yeah.
I will call bullshit all day long until everyone is blue in the face.
Yeah.
Because I can hold my own. There's no way in hell. Especially, it's a Wii exclusive, so obviously it's Nintendo tied in. It's a Nintendo title.
Yeah.
Why in the fuck is Nintendo going to do this? No, they're not. It's stupid. Nintendo wants their money. You've seen what they've done with YouTube videos.
Yeah.
So they're not going to fucking just hand over a bunch of titles to GameStop and be like, here, make all the money you want.
No. They wouldn't do that in a million years.
This is not the first time we've seen GameStop charge ridiculous amounts of money for video games. I actually acquired a copy way back when on PlayStation 2 days of Marvel vs. Capcom 2. And before PlayStation 3 hit, or no, around the time that PlayStation 3 hit, and they were bringing Marvel vs. Capcom 2 digital, that game was being sold for $60 in GameStop stores. And that's back PlayStation 2 era. I mean, that back then, for a used game, that was very expensive. But it was very, very rare to get that one. But they also didn't have, like, a surplus of these titles popping up. Like, now it's easy as shit to acquire this game, because thanks to the digital form, that market price just went way down. It's no longer valuable, except for those people who want that physical copy. But with the Xenoblade Chronicles, I am honestly thinking, I mean, to me, it's entirely too fishy.
Yeah.
You know, that was, let's just say that's one of Nintendo's better titles on the Wii. I'm honestly thinking GameStop may have done something to acquire all of these, hoard them all, and not put it out there, and causing that rarity value to go up. Can't find this game, can't find this game. Oh, well, you know what? We can push the market even higher. Well, now they're the only ones that sell the damn thing. You can't get it on the Nintendo store. You can't get it new anymore. Because it's too rare. So now GameStop is the one that sells it. And if they're the only ones that sells it, $90? It's cheap compared to what they could do to it.
Yeah.
And that, you know, that's what I'm thinking. The publisher didn't come back and say, oh yeah, here's a bunch of games you can sell. I'm thinking GameStop was like, you know what, this is a really good title. It's flying off the shelves. Anytime we get one in, put it in a box, and just store it in the back. Just store it in the back and hold on to it. And in a couple of years, we'll start pushing them out at $90, $100, $200, whatever it takes.
That's shady practices right there.
Well, it's GameStop, man. And I would not put it past them to do something like that. Force an inflation and causing a rarity of one title and saying, oh, eh, well, you know what? We have them all now. Except for the few that don't want to sell us their copy. I don't know, man. It's a little weird.
It is. I completely agree.
Speaking of ridiculously priced games, Saints Row Ultimate Special Edition, $1 million.
What?
$1 million.
What?
$1 million. $1 million. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. And I'm not surprised that Saints Row 5 would do something outlandish like this. Grid 2 did this with the Super Special Edition, and I think their Super Special Edition costs like $175,000 or something. But it came with a sports car, an actual car, not DLC.
Yeah. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah. $1 million. I don't know. I mean, the stuff you get with it, it's definitely right up there. I mean, you get a trip to space. And I looked
like an actual trip to space.
Yeah, an actual trip to space. And I did look that up, and the price around it is around $250,000 to go to space. Not to mention they're throwing in driving lessons or racing lessons or something. I don't remember. And you know, to make it worth your while, they're also giving you a Lamborghini. And there's some other stuff, and there's a week stay in Dubai and a week stay somewhere else, and there's a hostage rescue course, and then there's a one-day spy training course, or, like, just a bunch of ridiculous shit. But the one thing that I found absolutely amazing is that in this $1 million special edition, which I'm sure is just a hoax. I am sure they are not really expecting to sell this. I mean, if they do, I'm going to be blown the fuck away.
Yeah.
But what I find amazing is that you spend $1 million on this game, and there's no season pass included.
Really?
No DLC in this, in that.
All right, then.
What were they thinking?
They'll add it in later. Oh, there's a season pass, too.
yeah, it'll come back. Oh, well, we never expected to really sell this, but now that we see that someone actually wanted to buy this, we're also going to go ahead and just throw in a season pass, you know, to say thank you. Fucking really?
That's crazy.
Oh my god. These game companies, that to me that's funny as hell.
Yeah.
Because
they were really expecting to sell those I don't know.
I don't think they are. I think it's a hoax. But hey, you never know. I mean, there are plenty of people with money that have nothing better to do than say, "You know what? I'm rich. I think I'm just going to buy that for shits and giggles."
If I was rich, yeah, like possibly.
if I could drop $1 million on a game and it not even hurt me. Yeah, fuck yeah. Let's do it. Let's be that guy. I could see someone doing this. I mean, it is Saints Row. So, it's very, very popular. You don't make 5 games and not be popular.
Yeah.
I think someone's going to do it. I think someone will. We'll find out, though. Moving on into our quick updates for Vin Diesel and Uya. Vin Diesel, and I'm really, really shocked at what we're hearing today. But rumored now is that he is going to be the voice of Groot.
Yes, I read about this.
And for anybody that doesn't know, like I once did before, Groot is from Guardians of the Galaxy. And previously before that was Groot and Rocket Raccoon. I've learned so much. I don't read Guardians of the Galaxy, and we'll have to get Tipster's opinion on this during Comic Talk. Maybe we can do a quick, you know, as we're doing our little banter.
So you want to bring the Diesel up again in Comic Talk?
No. No, I just want the Tipster's opinion on Vin Diesel playing the voice of Groot, because like I said, I know nothing about Groot other than he's a fucking tree.
He's a fucking tree.
He's in Guardians of the Galaxy. And well, no. And then, of course, the he was with it with Rocket Raccoon in his own book. So, and that's all thanks to Tipster that I know that much backstory.
Yeah.
Because before, I only knew that he was a tree in Guardians of the Galaxy.
I know two more things. Yeah!
Hooray!
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know too much about them either. I'm not that into Guardians of the Galaxy.
I'm not too much of a galaxy or universe or that type of comic.
Cosmic.
Yeah, cosmic. There you go. That's what I was looking for. the farthest I go with cosmic is Lobo.
Yeah, I'm not really too into it either. I mean, I've read the new Guardians. So I've read the first couple of issues, and it was good, but I just kind of like lost interest. Tipster keeps trying to get me to get back into it, but I just kind of lost interest.
I don't know. I'm
more into the mutants. That's my thing with Marvel. I like the mutants.
Right. Yeah. I'll agree with you there. If anything, if I was going to pick up anything from Guardians of the Galaxy-esque, I would probably pick up Groot and Rocket Raccoon when they were off on their own. But then again, I don't know, because it's a fucking raccoon. And I still have issues with that. However, it makes sense, the tree, the raccoon, teaming up. I don't know, man. I really can't go on this, but it's nice to know that now we have something. Like, it's not just a bunch of things that all came out all at once, you know, oh, he's gonna be, oh, god damn it. Now I'm drawing a blank. Now we don't have to speculate on you know, who he was gonna be. We knew that, you know, talks were happening, but no details were given, and now we have something. You know, it's been quiet for last couple of weeks, and all of a sudden, just out of nowhere, Vin Diesel might be playing the voice of Groot. So we have something. It's there.
Yeah.
There's no more. I'm still gonna poke the stick, but there's no more.
I still say he would be a better Vision. He has that kind of Vision look, that blank face, that like monotone voice. I think he would have played a good Vision.
And it's still possible, because nothing has been set in stone yet. This is just what we're hearing now. These are just rumors. Maybe he'll come back and he was like, oh yeah, that whole group thing. Yeah, we threw that out there. Didn't want anybody to know what I was really doing.
Yeah. Just throwing some random shit out, like, hey, I might be Vision. Hey, I might be your mom's ass.
It's like, oh, you see this wrench? Yeah, it's right there in the works now. I'm gonna just fuck everybody's world up, and I'm just gonna keep myself in the news.
That's the way to get ahead in the business. You gotta keep yourself in the news.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if you're not relevant, then your history.
Exactly.
Mm-mm-mm. All right. Well, the other quick update is Ouya. I don't know what they're thinking with this next move of theirs. They're doing the Free the Games Fund. And it sounds interesting, but at the same time, there's going to be a lot of issues with this.
Yeah.
So what they're saying is they're trying to get more games to come to their console. They want more developers to push out more content for their system. Okay. We understand. You're in your first month or going on your second month, and your shit has sucked.
Yeah.
Like, you have... You,
that's putting it lightly.
You made some money off of the console, but now no one wants to develop for your system. And you don't want your shit to become obsolete. Great. So you come out with this Free the Games Fund, which it sounds good. It does. They're setting aside $1 million for developers. With this $1 million...
Let's just put this out there right now. That's a lot of fucking money for a new developer to put out for something like this.
That's also a lot of money for an open source anything.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
A lot of money. Open source, anybody who knows what open source is, no one wants to pay for shit when you have an open source OS. I know that on Android, with my phone, if they have a free version, I'll play that free version. And if they give me that, if they give me that option in the in-game to remove ads without affecting my gameplay, instead of having to buy the entire game all the way over again and having to start all the way over again, you know, if I find that game worth it, yeah, I'll pay that dollar or two to remove the ads. Doesn't hurt me none. But 90% of the shit that I get, free. It's an open source platform. I don't see why Ouya thought this was a great idea to be open source. Look at Apple. Completely closed source. Look at the prices on those apps. They're generally $1 to $2 to $3 to $10 more than an app on Android.
Yeah.
Of course they're going to get more money. People who buy into an ecosystem that is already closed source and cannot be replicated will pay that little bit of extra to keep getting the same thing.
I completely agree.
But we'll see how this works out. I don't think it's going to work at all. Their plan is for any developer that is... wants to develop a game. So these games aren't even in development yet. Ideas are not even thought of yet. Or maybe they are, but, you know, no one has, you know, the funds to do this. To get started. Yeah. So Ouya has come out and said that if you develop a game and meet your target, as long as that target, say, you know, they start up a Kickstarter, and that target has to be over $50,000... and they have to meet their target. If they do that, and they agree to be exclusive to Ouya for a minimum of 6 months, Ouya will double their money. So if they have a target of $60,000 and they meet that target, if they agree to be exclusive, at the end of 6 months, Ouya will give them another $60,000.
Sounds good in theory.
It does. It does. They've also decided that they're going to set out an extra $100,000 off to the side, and that $100,000 is going to... Basically, this is going to turn into a rat race for developers now, because if you can make the most money... you get an extra $100,000.
Sure. Alright.
What? You make the most money, and we're going to give you even more money. I guess it's just that incentive. So it's
going to be a competition of who can get the most money?
Right.
Alright.
I don't know. I think it's a little weird. They did set a price cap. So if you're developing a game that's going to cost $250,000, on a $100 console, they will match up to $250,000. And that $1 million that they're setting aside is a first come, first serve. You know, once it's tapped, it's done, it's over. They're not gonna do it anymore.
Makes sense.
The only problem I see with this is developers going into a Kickstarter. I understand it completely. I do. Because they, you know, games, they're not cheap to make. And indie guys, they want to make the best that they can, but they're limited, and what they're limited by is funds. You know, if you want to make the best of it, you can't hire a voice actor without money. Or an animator. Or a modeler. Or a coder. Or programmer, whatever you want to call them. So if you have this great idea, but you don't have the money, Kickstarter's there for you. It makes sense that you would go that route.
Yeah.
The problem is now, with a competition like this, people are going to pay with their money and say, yes, I would like to see this game in development. I would love to see this game come into the world. Great.
Yeah.
So they put their money down, and now they have to wait for the game. Okay. We've all waited for games before, but usually we have something, whether it's a demo or videos or gameplay footage or something, showing that the game is already in development and this is what it's expected to be.
Yeah.
These guys can come up with an idea and not have anything. And then the game could take 2 years to make. Yeah. Not to mention, if they don't own a Ouya, they still have to go buy an Ouya for said game that they're backing on Kickstarter. Nope. Nope, nope, nope.
I don't know. Say Ouya sucks.
Yeah.
I think the idea in theory is a good idea. It's a good way to kickstart developers to do stuff, to put out some good games for their console. But it's also, they're, like you said, they're open source and they're relatively new. So this is kind of like they're kind of like putting themselves, like making themselves tank, because they're taking $1 million out of their own money to do this, and they're not even that big or anything. Yeah. So I think this is going to be a massive flop, personally. I think it's just going to be like, they're going to do it, and then the next, like, a month later, Ouya's out of business.
I will give them to next console launch. When next-gen consoles launch, Ouya will be dead in the water.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to say this, but that's the way I'm seeing this happen. The way this is going, like, to me, this whole free the games fund, they're going about this all wrong. This is stupid.
Yeah.
You're setting aside $1 million to get projected games to be exclusive on your console, and these games have not even been made yet. If they were going to do something like this and set out this $1 million, why wouldn't they go to any Android developer and say, hey, what are you working on? Okay, well, how much does it cost you? Okay, how much more is it going to cost you to get this game completed?
Yeah.
Would you consider, you know, going ahead and finishing up your game for touch, but then, you know, add in our API and all of our stuff that we need for you to get on the Ouya? And if so, would you be willing to make it exclusive for 6 months? And if you can see doing both of these, will double, you know, your game cost $60,000 to develop, we'll give you $60,000 at the end of the 6 months. Yeah. You will make all of your money back in one lump sum if you do this for us. Like, these games, you could go to developers that are almost done with these games. You know, how long is it going to take you to finish up? 3 months? Okay, that's not bad. In 9 months, we can pay you in full. Here's our agreement stating that when the game is done, it goes straight to Ouya for 6 months, and then you're free to publish it anywhere else. And we will pay for your development. Why wouldn't you do it that route? That, to me, that makes more sense.
Yeah, it does make a lot more sense.
You know, I don't know how long it takes to make a mobile game, but...
It can't take too long.
Yeah, I don't think it would take too long. I don't think it would take any more than a year to do it.
Yeah.
I think a year is a good time frame, and if there's any developers out there that want to challenge me on this and say, no, I've been doing this for X amount of time, and it took me this long to do this, fine. Contact me. But I don't think it takes any... I would not think that it would take any more than 1 year to get a game done.
Yeah.
And right there, going the route that they are now, not only do these developers have to get the Kickstarter funded, but then they have to develop for a year. I don't think that Ouya is going to be around in a year.
I don't think so either.
I think this is going to be the fastest flopping console ever.
Yeah.
It's going to be like a fish on ice. Just flipping and flapping and sliding all over the place. I don't think it's going to make it.
You know, you know firsthand that that's what I thought from the very beginning.
And speaking and flipping and flopping and sliding all over the place, Microsoft.
Yes.
Oh my god, these guys. They're making some changes before the console launches. I like some of the changes that they're adding in. Because, quite frankly, some of the shit that they have in place now sucks. Especially with the new Xbox One coming out, it sucks. Really, really bad. They are removing some limitations to their Xbox Live or their Windows Live feature, which is you signed in to your Windows Live on your Xbox 360. If you want to try and get onto your PC and play a game that requires a Windows Live login, which is their stupid DRM bullshit, well, it would log you out of your Xbox. And now you can't watch Netflix or play a game with online features that requires the Xbox Live Gold at whatever. Or even the Silver. It just, like, it logs you out of your Windows Live account. So it wasn't a family-friendly console. They're now getting rid of that limitation. You're now going to be able to log into your PC and your Xbox at the same time. That's a great change.
Yeah.
I was wondering what happened to you over there. It's like, oh, sorry, God.
I was getting a drink.
I just thought you were over there like, oh, God, it's fucking Microsoft. Oh, God, it's Microsoft. Oh, God, it's Microsoft. I don't give a shit about the Xbox. I don't give a shit about consoles. Oh, God, please help me. Make them shut the fuck up.
That sounds about right.
And while I do agree with you, we still have to talk about it because we were console gamers at one time.
Yeah.
And so...
Never Xbox.
Well, though. Yeah, never Xbox, but at the same time, I always found flaws in Microsoft, and I always like bringing up those flaws. And now, they're fixing some of those flaws. that being one of them. That, to me, that's a really good one because now it's a family-friendly console. You know, yeah. You have your Windows Live account. You can set the kids up and let them watch Netflix while you go to the Master Race and game it up.
Yeah.
I like that change.
That's good. Yeah. If I had multiple consoles where that would come into play, then yeah, I could see that.
Yes. Yes, indeedy. The other change that they're doing, this one do not like.
Yeah.
This one is now straight nickel and dime, back to old practices, getting money wherever the fuck they can. And this time they're hitting everyone pretty hard. Because of the new way that Xbox Live is going to work when the Xbox One comes out, starting August 27th, family Xbox Live Gold, family gold, whatever it's called, subscriptions, no longer valid. They're removing the family gold plans.
So, like, people that are grandfathered in still wouldn't get it? It's just going to be gone?
It's gone.
It's,
they're not grandfathering
how,
anybody.
How can they legally do that?
I don't know.
I don't think you can legally do that.
I don't know what they're thinking with this one. The only
I know with phone companies, if I know this is different from a console, but I know with phone companies, when you're on a plan and they discontinue that plan, they have to honor that plan until you decide to switch.
Yep. I was on with my carrier, which is Sprint, and we'll leave that one alone. We'll just. Yeah. You're being actually quite nice. But yeah, we've had them for years, but we had the original contract when I got, what did I have? When I moved over to Sprint, I got the Motorola Razr.
Ooh, I had that phone too.
And, that's actually the phone that made me decide I will never buy another Motorola product ever again. But we had that plan. It was years later, you know, after so many different phones, we never switched our plan. We just upgraded our phones.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until I got the HTC Evo that I had to change my plan. Which I thought was a little weird, but I don't know. I think Sprint was smart about that one. They were like, oh, well, if you want to upgrade, you have to change your plan. You know, because the plan you're on doesn't support this, and, you know, this plan works better because it has 4G, and if you were just to add this, and it would just cost more, but if you move to this, it would be cheaper, blah, 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 blah. Why isn't Xbox doing something, or Microsoft doing something like that? Hey, you're on the Xbox 360, that's fine. You have a family gold plan, that's fine. You can keep that. If you upgrade to the Xbox One, I'm sorry, you're going to have to change your plan. That I can see.
Yeah, I can see that.
The plans,
that would make sense.
It does. If you keep the Xbox 360, you can stay on your family plans and keep buying your family plan subscriptions. But if you ever upgrade to the Xbox One, the family plan no longer works, and you have to get individual subscriptions. That's what I don't like about this. Individual subscriptions. So now, there's four people in my house. If I had an Xbox, I could get on a family gold plan. Well, with this new plan in place, I can't. So now we're looking at paying $60 per person a year.
That's ridiculous.
That's fucking nickel and diming you. Like,
yeah.
Oh, you know, we didn't think that $60 per house was enough. So now we want as much as we can. You can share your one account, but you know, if you really want the full features of what we're offering, then everybody needs to have their own account. No.
Yeah.
Fuck no. That's retarded. You're pulling out more money. You're charging more for your system. You already have subscription fees. And now you want everybody in my house to fucking have a subscription if they want to fucking play on the Xbox?
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
So instead of paying $60 a year, I'd end up paying fucking $240 a year. No. $240 a year? That's insane.
That would never.
I don't even like subscription MMOs because I have to pay.
Yeah.
It doesn't, I mean, I understand the subscription base, but I don't like paying full price and then the subscription fees.
Like, yeah.
There's no discount on the game.
Like World of Warcraft.
Exactly. You pay $60 for the game or the expansion. Not to mention if you're not into World of Warcraft as of yet and you start, say, tomorrow, well, yeah, you have to, you know, get World of Warcraft and then all of the expansions.
Yeah. So, and well, you don't have monthly to get the expansions, but to move on in the
yeah
game, you have to get the expansions.
Yeah, to move on, you have to get those expansions. So,
yeah.
And then on top of that, you're paying the $15 a month.
You're looking at, like, if you want to get all the expansions right away, you're looking at $100 or a little over just to start out. And you'll get 30 days for free. But after that 30 days, it's going to be $15 a month.
Yeah. Not exactly what I like to do. I understand some people are out there, and I think America is the only ones that are like this, but I don't know. Like, I don't like that feature. And now it seems like Microsoft is trying to do that on a more everybody is going to pay. And I just don't like that idea.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I'm all set with Xbox anyway. But
yeah. Yeah, I was sitting here, I was like, man, you know what? I wouldn't mind going ahead and picking up an Xbox, you know, play some games, get some gameplay footage, you know, just have that console laying around. And now that I'm sitting here and it's like, why would I do this to myself? Why would I pay into a console that, well, is just about to be dead? And then, you know, pay that fee just to get online. I'm good. I don't need it. Yeah, I'm good. The last thing Microsoft is doing that popped up this week, and I love this. As a matter of fact, it popped up today that this is happening. I'm stoked about this because there's a lot of people that were bitching about this previously, and I don't know. I it's all about that stupid fucking Kinect. I don't like the Kinect. But now the Kinect no longer needs connection. The gamers are winning. The gamers are winning. This is good news because it still comes in the damn box. Like, if you don't want it, you're still getting it no matter what. I guess that's a plus if you ever decide to actually check out some Kinect titles, if you're ever wanting to move into that motion controlled gameplay. But it does not have to be plugged in anymore. Whereas they said they were going to fix it and say, oh, well, you know, the Kinect, it can be turned off at all times, but it still had to be connected to the Xbox 3 or the Xbox One for it, for the Xbox One to work. Well, now they've come out completely and said that the Kinect doesn't even have to be connected anymore for the Xbox One to work. It does not have to have any connection. Do you think Microsoft learned their lesson this year?
No.
They're going to do this again, aren't they?
Yes.
Come on, it's Microsoft we're talking about. These people are all about DRM.
Yeah.
I think...
Just watch sometime down the line. They'll be like, hey, you need your Kinect again. Fuck you.
Yeah, they're going to send out a... Sorry, something went wrong in the code. Until we can come up with a patch to update the system again, we're going to need you to connect your Kinect back to the Xbox One for it to work. Sorry if you updated, but you're fucked. I could see that happening. I don't understand their need for this. Not everybody wants a damn Kinect. I don't even want the damn thing. And I don't even own an Xbox.
No. I've seen people play it, and it looks like a horror show.
Yeah. And I know some people that play it, and they say they enjoy it, and that's fine.
If you enjoy it, it's cool, yeah, but just know you're wrong.
to each his own. However, you're wrong. Just plain wrong. No, and you know, those few people that I do know that do play the Kinect, you know, they don't play it all the time, so naturally what they do is they disconnect the damn thing.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. That's perfect. And that's the way the Xbox One should have been when it came out.
Yeah.
Like, I understand there's some features that users are not going to get without the Kinect being connected. But you don't need to force these people into this. Like, this is not the way to go.
Yeah.
You know, include it in your box. Fine. Include it. Tell people why they should use it. Don't tell people they have to. That is, you're not doing anybody any good by forcing people to do something.
Can't force me to do shit.
That's right. You can't force me to do that. I just won't buy your shit.
Yeah.
I'm not going to buy your shit anyway, but, you know, just letting you know.
Just throwing that on the table.
See this right here? This is my money. This is my money. It's all mine. Fuck you. You can't have it. I don't know, man. I see Microsoft is doing good things lately. But at the same time, back when all this shit started, they were really just screwing the pooch. And they were just... Like, they didn't give a shit about their users. They didn't give a shit about indie developers. None of that. Not everybody has 10 hats on. But at the same time, there are still those that do. And those that do raise those concerns even higher than those who are like, oh, I don't give a fuck. Because they don't give a fuck. They're not going to say anything. Oh, I don't give a fuck. Meh, whatever. But those people with their foil hats, they're on that shit and they're like, no, fuck no. No, no. No, and they make the biggest fucking stink out of everything, and that's when shit actually gets done. I don't know. I can't really say what Microsoft is thinking anymore. I don't know what they're thinking anymore. They're all over the place. Their PR team is a disgrace. Their heads over that department are a disgrace, and they're leaving and going to Zynga. Good for them. Good for them. All right, well, let's go ahead and move off of this now because, yeah. Microsoft, they're still going to sell no matter what. No matter what, people are going to buy it.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Yeah, that's true. Because there are diehard Xbox fans, which I never could figure out.
I can't figure it out either, man.
The controller is so awesome. I use it on my computer and I hate it. But I wish I could go back to the PlayStation controller.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish you could have, you know, PlayStation 2 configure or PlayStation configuration for Windows games. Or not even just Windows games, but just games in general for PC. Yeah. I prefer that. The PlayStation layout.
I did too. It's much better.
Well, oh well. Can't do that. All right. Well, why don't you tell all the Rageites where they can reach us?
All right. You can go to our website. It's allcapsrage.com. 2 P's.
Cause we go PC. I got you on this one.
If you want to reach my co-host here, it's he's on Twitter the most. It's Zach_daddy. And then me, I'm on Instagram the most, and it's allcapsrage_Kratos.
Nice. And if you want to get a comment in to us here at the podcast, you can always write in at podcast@allcapsrage.com. You can leave a comment on the actual podcast post itself. Or you can be completely anonymous and fill out a fake name and fake email along with your comments on our Contact Us page. Allcapsrage.com, you'll click on Contact Us, fill out the form, hit Submit, and your comments will be readily available for us to read here. And I think that's going to do it for this episode of All Caps Rage Podcast. Thanks for joining us. Let's bring out the trolls.
Keep going, guys.